Today, the marble figures surrounding you are a range of faded shades, white and brown, but originally they were colorful. Archaeologist Sandy McGillivray has spent years studying these figures, including what would have been their appearance when they first left the workshop thousands of years ago.
It would have had a smooth, brilliant white surface. So this would have been a very, very shiny, beautiful piece that would have then been painted.
As we stand here in the museum, can we actually see evidence of this?
If you look very, very closely at this piece, walking around, see if you can spot the faint traces of what we call a ghost image of the eyes. And as you get up to the crown of the head, there's a horizontal line that suggests there was either a headscarf, some kind of a hat. And then if you look on the sides, you might be able to pick up faint traces of curly hair coming down.
I understand that much of Cycladic history is shrouded in mystery, like the identity of the artists.
So the sculptors who are creating these things, we reckon, are going out and finding their own pieces of stone. Think of Michelangelo going to the quarries in Carrara, having to select his own pieces of marble. Nobody else could select those for him. So we think these were highly specialized artists. In other words, we're looking at a very, very complex society that is producing these figures that were once regarded as primitive, but which we can now look at and say, well, that's actually quite a spectacular effigy of the female figure.
I was curious if he could walk me through some of the telltale features.
She has the elongated neck, the tilted back head, the aquiline nose, and the sloping shoulders. Her large belly is very much prominent.
I wondered whether we can think of these artists' workshops as being anything like an early version of a modern-day studio. Did they have specialized tools, or how did they work?
One has been excavated recently on the island of Ios, and what we find in the workshop are obsidian blades, that is volcanic glass that has been chipped into very, very hard-cutting blades. We also find fragments of polishing stones. There's an emery. The emery board that you buy at your pharmacy probably has ground down emery from the island of Naxos on it. The next step would be to use sand, which you can pick up on the beach and rub if you have a leather mitt on. And then to do any fine polishing, you would use pumice, and that's readily available in the Cycladic Islands because of the volcanic island of Thera.